The search and rescue efforts continue in Biloxi and across southern Mississippi.
And I know New Orleans is, with each minute that passes, is sinking.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good.
What happened?
The house just split in half.
Your house split in half?
We got up in the roof, all the way to the roof, and the water came and the house just opened up, divided.
Who was at your house with you?
My wife.
Where is she now?
Can't find her body. She gone.
You can't find your wife?
Oh, she told me. She told me. I tried. I hold her hand tight like I could. And she told me, you can't hold me. She said, take care of the kids and the grandkids and my kids.
What's your wife's name in case we can put this out there?
Tony Jackson.
Okay, where are you guys going?
I'm lost. That's all I had. That's all I had.
To everyone who's lost someone they love, long before it was their time.
There's nowhere to go.
You feel like the days you had were not enough when you said goodbye.
The vast majority of New Orleans, Louisiana is underwater.
And to all other people with burdens and pains, keeping you back from your life. You believe that there's nothing and there is no one who can make it right.
We haven't been able to get a hold of any of the guys, man.
And there is hope for the helpless, rest for the weary, and love for the broken heart. And there is grace and forgiveness, mercy and healing. He'll meet you wherever you are. Cry.
Little kids, adults, everyone's just trying to find out what's going on.
For the mirrors that's struggling just to hang on, they've lost all of their faith and love, and they've done all they can to make it right again. Still, it's not enough.
We're dealing with one of the worst natural disasters in our nation's history. Right now, the days seem awfully dark for those affected. I understand that. The country stands with you.
I've been pulling people out the water all night long. They must have brought about 50, 60 people back to the bridge. The storm had just came all at once.
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people with no water, no food, no medical treatment, and no way to get it.
I think the folks in the affected areas are going to be overwhelmed when they realize how many Americans want to help them.
Yes, tears from her eyes.
I am so worried. I don't know where my sons are. I wish they would contact me.
And for the children around the world without a home, say a prayer tonight. There is hope for the helpless, rest for the weary, and love for the broken heart. There is grace and forgiveness.
God, we just need you to reach out farther than we can. When things this big happen, God, I pray you just remind us that you're in control of it, and you're going to bring some good out of this, God, and you're going to take care of us.